Hey, put down today, 11/22, chart review. Then put down Deerbrook Emergency Hospital, Dr. Ali, patient seen 11/21. First patient is DG, it's a 5-year-old male seen with flu-like symptoms. Temp of 101, O2 side 98%, non-septic child. Diagnosed with RSV, sent home, seen by Dr. Ali, left message for family to call me back. Next patient is AO, is a 5-month-old baby, tachycardic, temp of 103, O2 sat's okay, tested positive for COVID-19, after presented with flu-like symptoms, sent to Children's Hospital, talked to mom, patient was evaluated in the emergency room and sent home. This morning, no issues or problems with no medication. They were happy with the care received in the, at Deerbrook. Next patient is LH, is a 13-year-old seen with shortness of breath, O2 side 95%, chest x-ray right middle lobe pneumonia, white count stable, 9.8, chemistry within normal limits. This patient was seen by Dr. Ali, sent home, sent to Children's Hospital with pneumonia. And the last patient, also a old put-down patient, was seen by Dr. Ali. Left message for family to call me back on this last patient. Then it's TD. Next patient is a 51-year-old female seen for cough, congestion, shortness of breath, swab test negative, treated with doxycycline and albuterol. Left message for patient to call me back. Patient was seen by the MD. Next patient is KC, is a 25-year-old seen with flu-like symptoms, positive strep, seen by the nurse practitioner, treated with amoxil, zofa, and albuterol, was happy with the care received, doing better now. Next patient is RQ, 13-year-old seen for fluid inside the ears, seen by Dr. Ali, as well as chills, fever, shortness of breath, diagnosed with strep, swab testing was done, and treated with Augmentin, sent home. Patient is doing better today, and they were happy with the care received. Next patient is ZB, 18-year-old, presented with 101 temperature on her period. Swab testing were negative, seen by the NP. Lab were stable. Lab declined, CT declined, sent home with Zofran, blood found in the urine, but because she was on her period, I called her to let her mom said she was sleeping. She didn't know if she was still having a fever, but she said that NP did a good job taking care of her in the emergency room. Next patient is WR, 11-year-old child, seen with allergic reaction, seen by the MD, puffy eyes, treated with Benadryl and sent home. Mom was happy with the care received. No issues or complications. Next patient is HG, 25-year-old female, 28 weeks pregnant, threw up 4 times, seen by the NP, fetal heart tone 143, swab test negative, CBC negative, CMP negative, urinalysis negative, diagnosed with hyperemesis gravidum, sent home with Zofran, left message for patient to call me back. Next patient is DD, 78-year-old, seen both by the NP and the MD with confusion, not urinating regularly, and not being herself. She was diagnosed with UTI, IV fluid, and Rocephin given in the emergency room. I did not see any antibiotic given on outpatient basis. I spoke to the family. No antibiotic was prescribed. They told the family they will check the culture and sensitivity and then call them if the patient needs to be on antibiotics. Period. Consider placing patient on antibiotic empirically just because you're trusting in a lot of things to happen right in order for the culture and sensitivity to be done and get reported and then followed up on, especially in a 78-year-old who presents with confusion. Treating empirically and then waiting for the culture would be more prudent. The family was happy with the care received. The next patient is DT, 29-year-old male seen with painful bump in the mouth, diagnosed with abscess tooth, also having swollen painful lymph nodes and coughing up phlegm, seen by the MD. Patient complained that the MD didn't spend enough time with me. Patient was treated with augmentin and released. Next patient is JD. Is a 61-year-old gentleman seen with knot on the left eye, diagnosed with Chalzion, seen by nurse practitioner and given doxycycline. He did not take the antibiotic. He says that he told the nurse practitioner the seed needs to be taken out in quotation, but they would not lance the lesion. So he's going to go see his primary care doctor. I explained to him that sometimes the antibiotic will take care of the problem and the lancing will not be necessary, but he's pretty he's convinced that the seed needs to be taken out in quotation. Our next patient is SW, is a 36-year-old seen by both NP and MD with right ear pain, diagnosed with mastoiditis. Swab testing negative. No, swab testing was declined, treated with augmentin, sent home. He did not answer the phone. Next patient is AC, is a 25-year-old male seen with back pain. Patient had been there twice before. The nurse practitioner states that she reviewed the previous visits, only x-ray of the back was ordered and treated with tazanidine. He's actually doing better today with the medication and was happy with the care received. Next patient is KP. He's a 12-month-old baby seen with flu B, diagnosed by the nurse practitioner and seen by the nurse practitioner. Resto swab testing were negative, treated with Tamiflu. Dad states that child is a little bit better and they were happy with the care. Next patient is J.O., is a 27-year-old with sore throat, fever, and headache, both seen by the nurse practitioner, diagnosed with strep and COVID, treated with amoxicillin. Patient is pregnant and was asked for the patient to follow up with the OB ASAP as well. They were happy with the care received. Next patient, next one is L.H. L.H. is a 38-year-old seen with 38-year-old female seen with UTI, low back pain. Bactrim DS was prescribed. Patient also is given Toradol in the emergency room. Patient was seen by the nurse practitioner. Apparently has had lots of urinary tract infections this year and was asked to see the urologist. I also told her to make sure she does that. She's actually doing better with the treatments. Thank you.